Unit 4. Change. Recording 4.1.
You've introduced some major business changes at Sainsbury's. Why was it necessary to change?
Well, in the year 2000, we had a new chief executive join the company. Peter Davis joined a company that had been very, very successful in the past, but had become rather complacent and had lost its business lead over its competitors. Peter analysed the situation and realised that we needed some major investments, firstly in our supply chain, that's our depots and logistics infrastructure, secondly in upgrading our stores, which were beginning to look very old and tired, and thirdly, we needed to support the business in developing some new capabilities for which we needed a very large investment in new IT systems. In fact, replacing all our IT systems over a period of 4 years. We reviewed the capabilities we had in our own IT team and realised we needed much greater depth and breadth of skills, and we needed to inject some world-leading best practice, and therefore decided to use a third party.
And what has happened since you introduced these changes?
Well, we haven't completely finished yet. I think it's fair to say we're 80 to 90% through the IT system change, but we still have a long way to go in changing all our business processes and all our ways of working and driving out the maximum benefits. We have already seen some major changes in attitudes as people see the barriers eliminated. In the past, the IT systems stopped people improving the way they did things. Now those barriers have been eliminated, and you find that many people feel released and able to embrace new ways of doing things. For some people, that's more difficult. But we have already delivered over £700 million in measurable benefits.